Hello.
Hi, sorry about that, Dale. I think we got disconnected there.
Something happened there.
Sorry about that. I'm just going to roll
no
back
problem.
To the last sentence here. I'm not sure where you cut out there. So you did agree to do the item submission in 7 days. So your payment will, for the initial term and account setup, will be charged today, the 27th, and the non-refundable amount of $348. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 27th and the amount of $249. Okay? That'll be a recurring payment. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. That's your 877 number. You must speak with a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. We do have international representatives all over the world at your service 24/7. All right. Do you understand and agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Well, kind of, yeah. As long as I figure out that number, yeah.
Okay. So our phone number, the 877-635-6225 number, that's pretty much your all-in-one number, right? So let's say you need to, I'm sorry.
877-635-6225. Oh, okay.
All right. So if you need customer support, if you need to make changes to your dashboard, if there's any information you want to send us, or even if we need to call you, this is the number you're going to see. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So let me go ahead and get that processed for you here. Give that one moment. Okay. Okay. All right. All right. The only thing I need here is your card number one more time. I have the 4003-9010. I just need the last half of that. Sorry about that.
1653-2861.
All right, perfect. And the security code one more time.
229.
All right, perfect. So I'm going to go ahead and process that for you here. While we are waiting on that, I see. Okay. So really quick, the only thing we have to change here is the address. It's not accepting a PO box, so we can use the business address for you if that works.
That's not the billing address. I usually do the PO box, but you can try that other one.
Okay, perfect. So give me 1 second. Let me go ahead and update that here. That's 9210 Flintlock Street.
That card
Anchorage.
Always goes through on that PO box, but whatever.
Okay, perfect. Yep, that worked. Okay. All right, so let's go ahead and process that for you here. Okay, so it does say invalid account number. Let me see if I can override the PO box for you. If that's it, the only address that you use for that payment method, I'm going to see if I can override that for you here. Give me one moment. I'm just going to put you on a really brief hold for a second, okay?
this, dude.
Okay, perfect. So we can override that P.O. box here. So let me put that back in for you here. P.O. box. What was the P.O. box number?
230-270.
Okay, so let me see if it'll update it this way. Ah, there we go. Okay, I had the wrong format. I was putting the dots that you have in P.O. box. I was putting those in here. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, perfect. So let me go ahead and get that done for you here. Okay, quick refresh for it. All right, excellent. So you'll be seeing, in just a moment, you'll be seeing a couple emails come in. That'll be your terms and conditions. So that'll be your initial invoice. And then you'll also see the welcome to local splash email. Now, the only thing we have to do here left is to set your client interview. So what that is that's just an informational call. We want to get your content editing. We do want to make sure your quality control is correct. And we do want to make sure your information for your Google Business Profile is good, okay? Let me go back to the – oh, I am getting an error again for the credit card number here. Give me one moment. Let me go ahead and read it back to you just to make sure I have it right again here. Okay. So that's 4003, right?
Yes.
9101, that's correct?
9010.
9010. Okay, perfect. And then that's 1653-2861, right? Okay,
mm-hmm.
Okay. And that is August of 2029 is expiration. Correct. All right, and then 229 is the security code. Okay.
Correct.
All right. Go ahead and getting that set for you now. Let's do it one more time for you. All right. Perfect. All right, excellent. So that has gone through for you here. So go ahead and open up your email for me. And see if you see the local splash initial invoice. That'll be the first one that pops up for you there.
Okay. Hold on, I gotta get in front of my computer.
Oh yeah, take your time. And then while we are doing that, let's go ahead and set your client interview here. We have no available slots for today, unfortunately. But let's see here. So I do have availability all week up to Friday. So that will just come down to what's a good time for you, right? Are you more of a morning person or an afternoon person?
I don't know. Probably morning, I guess.
Morning. Perfect. And how is tomorrow sound for that?
Tomorrow I have I still work, so I will not be available tomorrow. Probably have to be like Thursday or Friday.
Thursday or Friday? Okay, perfect. So we can set one for Thursday. if, you know, they send out the call and you happen to be on a job or you're really busy, don't worry. They'll just reschedule it for the next day. Okay.
All right.
So we'll go ahead and set it for you here. So that'd be 8 to 9 for me, would be 9 for you, right? Yeah. Okay.
9 for you would be 8 for me, I think.
8 for you. Okay. So it's had it backwards. Sorry about that.
I think the time with this daylight saving it changes sometimes, but 10 o'clock here, 10:10.
Gotcha. Okay, perfect. So that is client interview for you. And that is English. All right. Mr. Miser. Okay. And then the phone number here for you. 907-727-0685. Okay. All right. So you're going to see another email in just a second. That'll just be your invitations to the client interview. And that is Dale, DRM1 at MSN. Okay. And it's just to make sure I have the email correct. That is Dale, D-A-L-E, DRM1 at MSN, right?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Perfect. I'm sending that over for you. That'll just have the calendar and the time. So you'll just accept that. It'll put it on your calendar. Make sure the time is correct. The Alaska thing is throwing me off a little bit, but I do want to make sure that's absolutely correct for you.
What was the time? Oh, it's on there? Okay.
Perfect, perfect. And then that confirmation will come through here. Perfect. And then you should be seeing that welcome to local splash email in a moment also. That'll have your login information for your dashboard. So you'll see your username and your password. Feel free to change your password if need be for security purposes. All right. And then the initial invoice, you'll go ahead and click on that. And you'll see a blue space that says click here. That'll be your terms and conditions. Go ahead and click that for me. Once you're in there, you'll see three check boxes and two orange boxes. The orange boxes, of course, you'll sign your name and make the date. Check the three boxes for agreement. Make sure everything looks good for you in there first, and then go ahead and submit that. Let me know when that's done for you.
Okay. Obviously, there's a lot of words here to read, but... if I decide to retire or whatever, I can just cancel with a phone call, right?
Yes, sir.
I'm getting older. I don't know if I'm going to finish out this year even, so. But I don't want this to be a 12-month agreement.
Oh, yeah, definitely not. Definitely not. It is all month to month.
Sign here, click here.
And then once it's submitted, it should take you directly to your dashboard to log in.
Okay, well, I don't...
All right, perfect.
I didn't see a password.
Gotcha. So the password and username are in your welcome to local splash email. So what I was saying was usually when you click the submit, it takes you directly to your application, but that's okay. No problems there. Your information is still in your email there. So when you want to log in, you can definitely log in, and change your password if necessary. But since we do have everything set for you here, we do have your client interview acceptance. Perfect. Perfect. Let me be the first one to welcome you to the local Splash family for sure. I cannot wait to see the results here. If you do need to contact me, you can call the 877 number. I will send over a text message with my extension just in case, so we can stay in contact if you need. Did you want me to introduce you to the client interview team when that call time comes tomorrow or on the 29th? Or do you want them to call you directly?
They can call me direct as long as they say what they're calling for. Some of these 877 numbers I don't answer because I get so many of them. But I'll try to remember to answer that one.
Absolutely. And I'll send you just a reminder of what our number looks like. You know, I'm not sure if you saved it in your contacts as Local Splash, but our number stays the same. It'll never change.
Yeah. The 6225 or whatever. Okay.
Yes, sir. All right. And did you have any other questions for me while I still have you on the line
here? Not really. as far as a website and all that, I guess that's something I used to have. Well, I might have a website. I set one up years ago, but I never used it. So I don't know if it's still around or not, but I guess I can go over that with them.
No. If you don't have a website, like I said, we build you one. Like, all of that's included in your package. So we'll build one from top to bottom for you.
I think, but I've never used it. Never.
Oh, okay.
Anyway,
so we'll just connect then.
We'll see. I might still have it somewhere. I guess I can look it up.
Perfect.
I have no other questions.
All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you for your time today. I'm excited to see your results here. We will be talking to you really shortly, okay?
Okay. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Excellent. Bye-bye.